just a minute. Bill is selected as Rhyme Magazine's Person of the Year. It's the Listener to Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, ever since Mitt Romney said he wasn't going to run for president again, we wondered what he was going to do with himself. Well, now we know. For his first big public event since then, he's going to try something different. What?
Boxing.
Right! There you are.
Okay.
You know against whom?
I want to say it's like Evander Holyfield.
It is, in fact, Evander Holyfield.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
He is going to do a charity boxing match against Evander Holyfield. Mitt Romney, boxer. It's the Thrilla in Vanilla.
Wow. He's really going to fight Evander Holyfield?
Yeah, it's. I mean, why would he do this? Well, if Mitt Romney's presidential campaigns have taught us anything, it's that he loves losing at things.
Especially to Black America.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the reason it's going on is Mitt Romney has gotten involved with his charity that fights blindness around the world. That's great. Evander Holyfield is doing it because what would you do if someone offered you the chance to punch Mitt Romney as much as you like?
Oh, wait a minute. Mitt Romney's not punchable. I mean, you don't want to punch Mitt Romney.
No, you want to rob him, take all that money and
yeah.
take it for yourself.
Isn't it a little weird, though, when you say to yourself, what can I do to do good in the world? Let me think. Jimmy Carter... went to Africa, got rid of guinea worm, built...
I'm going to run from a black man in the ring. That
yeah.
sounds insane.
I
But I want to see it. I'm sorry. I still want to see it.
Well, I mean, he doesn't want to just do good. He wants people to see him doing good.
And they will see him without a shirt on, because he said he will not wear
Honestly,
a shirt.
Honestly, that's really what I want to see.
Really? But... Brian, a series of photos released this week have many in England speculating that a member of the British Armed Services did what while standing near the Duchess of Cambridge, Ms. Kate Middleton?
Did he give her the rabbit ears?
No.
Did he?
We are gathering evidence. The evidence for this is not so much anything but Kate Middleton's facial expression.
He gave her a little pinch?
No.
Oh, can I steal from Brian?
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
He farted.
That's what they think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
So in the photos, Kate and William, Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are posing with soldiers in formal dress at a St. Patrick's Day event. And in several of the photos, the Duchess appears to be holding her nose and trying not to laugh. Of course, this is a huge breach of decorum in Great Britain. When somebody farts, you're supposed to hold your pinky in the air.
How do you do a fart investigation, though? What do you...
If you're the British tabloids, you have nothing better to do.
Is it like DNA?
Yeah.
That's what the next season of The Jinx is about.
Exactly right.
These are all the guys, their job is to stand there stone-faced anyway, right?
Oh, these are the muffin head guys?
Honestly, though, to their credit, they are called beef eaters. What else are they supposed to do
that's
before?
That's true. Right. Brian, organizers of a youth conference in England want to make sure everyone has a good time. So according to the Daily Mail, they're asking participants not to do what?
I would say take picture.
No, I'll give you a hint. The last thing they want them to do is stand up and do this. That's even more threatening.
What?
What do people, at the end of presentations, what do people sometimes stand up?
Stand up and clap.
Right, so they don't want them to?
Clap?
Yes, they don't want them
clap.
To clap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of clapping, which can be anxiety-causing, attendees at the National Union of Students Conference are being told that they should express their enthusiasm for the speakers with jazz hands. Put up your hands, wave them around, wiggle your fingers. That'll show the speaker you're happy. They say clapping can cause anxiety for reasons that might be related to noise sensitivity and or memories of gonorrhea. So...
A lot of kids have gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently many critics say this is, you know, sensitivity, trigger warnings gone too far. But because criticism can cause anxiety for a lot of people, critics have been asked to express those feelings by simply standing up and doing the robot.
But this, jazz hands, like a side of the road attraction, like, hey, come buy my spare tires, that thing.
No. no, no. Jazz hands.
Oh, I know. Please don't do that. I'm super triggered by jazz hands.
I know. Yeah. I had a terrible experience.
Yes.
Seeing a Bob Fosse film once, and I just can't deal.
Honestly, if I did a comedy show and I was like, "Thank you, good night," and people start doing jazz hands, I would stop smoking weed.